Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Our co-conspirator, Brian McDonald, is behind the glass. I'm a little disappointed I didn't get arrested by the FBI today. It would have made for an awesome story. It would have been great for the content.
Nope.
This is a crazy story. Maybe one of the greatest scandals in sports history. And like, I feel like it's just scratching the surface.
Yes.
So much to get to here. Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, go Cougs. We're all arrested today.
Oh, really?
And he's a Cougar, my guy.
I didn't realize that.
Damon Jones is a Cougar. He's my favorite character in this story.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a Cougar. But the fallout here is going to be fascinating to watch. Dave Mason from Bet Online, he's going to join us a little bit later because I want to get like the bookie's perspective of this. Like, I think it's an interesting conversation, so we're going to have that conversation later. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, we'll ask him about it, his perspective. Adam Ronis joins us, too. We'll get his perspective. But, of course, they'll talk about fantasy and betting as well. We'll get to some Texans. We'll get to our own little fix. We'll get into our own poker game that if you want to come play, that's cool. We might all be wearing, like, those little glasses where we can see the cards. But that's all right. That's no big deal.
We got to establish a mark if we have that poker game.
You can, you can lose all your money. It's a pleasure to be around us anyways. Just think that you're paying for the experience.
It's like being a fraternity.
You're paying for the company.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing. But what's your favorite part? Because, I like drama. You know me. I'm not thinking about Chauncey Billups. Like, oh, no, he's going to spend time behind bars. Like, maybe I should. Maybe I'm a jerk that I'm not thinking that way. But what's your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Your favorite part, the drama of this FBI banging down the door. Terry Rozier was taken out of Florida because they're about to play the Magic.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
My favorite part is that during the summer, Gilbert Arenas was arrested for running an illegal poker gaming racket, and he showed up on his podcast with a brown paper bag that said informant lunch.
I was just looking at that
he's a snitch!
I was just looking at that as I was meditating.
He's full Mike Fires. He ratted. He saved himself. He's bragging about it.
You think so?
Yes.
You think for sure?
Yes.
I don't think it mattered, though.
I think he saved himself from going to jail.
I've seen a bunch of different like podcasts from like, you know, Gilbert Arenas in the past. Like Gilbert, I watched one earlier today where Gilbert Arenas was talking about how they used to have these big poker games with LeBron and with Damon Jones.
Yeah.
Like, so you're seeing like all of that, like, you know, kind of coming to the surface, I guess. There's some thought that Chauncey Billups could also be a co-conspirator or whatever for one of Terry Rozier's bets, or at least leaking information there. Mm-hmm. So, like, Billups is the whole poker scheme thing. Like, he was the face card to bring action and big money to this, basically the mob, which is fantastic, the mafia. I wonder if Granato is there, probably. That's how Granato has so much money. But I think I like the poker aspect of it more than anything else, how they're basically, like, rigging the game.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, Ocean's, what is that, 11? Or I think it's 11, where they're teaching all the celebrities how to play poker, but the celebrities have no chance to win because they're just a bunch of morons. Like, that's almost what I envision this being. Is that, like, it's like, hey, we know that you can't beat us. I mean, there's people – I saw a video today from 2 months ago, this guy, this pro gambler, that was outing this poker game.
Yeah, I was watching that video earlier today, too. He was like – you know, I was talking to a bunch of big poker guys, and they were telling me that it's 100% on the up and up. And my response is, I'm 100% that it is not. And he refused to go, but other people would go. And then what was fascinating about it, he's like, they were so bad that, like, not the pro poker players, but, like, the guys who were winning, they're like, oh, they're so bad. They're calling, like, you know, all their stack with, like, a gut shot straight.
Yeah.
He's like, they kept going back because they thought that they could beat them because they were so bad. But it was fixed.
It was fixed.
Like, so that it's a crazy story. Like, here's Joe Pomp, who does a bunch of, like, illegal sports, that kind of thing, on his Twitter. These were his highlights of what happened today. Current former NBA players and coaches Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones have been arrested. The gravity of that, I don't think we should lose sight of. Chauncey Billups is an acting NBA head coach. Well, no more. He got placed on administrative leave. But he is an acting NBA head coach, and he got arrested by the feds today. Like, do you understand the gravity of that? Do you understand the weight of that? That an acting NBA head coach got arrested today for illegal gambling, poker scam, money laundering, all of it. The other highlight, this was an illegal gambling and sports ringing operation that spanned years across 11 states. In total, 30 individuals have been arrested, 13 mafia members in this, which there's also, I saw people tweeting about this too, like NBA people, that the co-conspirators, there could be a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's they're thinking that this could be scratching the surface of other people. Terry Rozier, by the way, was cleared by the NBA.
Yes, that's what's interesting. I think the other part that's really interesting to me is that he was cleared. Is that they were not able to find proof like they found with Jonte Porter.
Yeah,
right. But they couldn't find it with Rozier, and then now Rozier has been arrested, and it leads to more questions because the NBA, I don't think, ever fully got the trust back after Tim Donaghy. Like Rockets fans don't believe that referees are on the up and up. Like, no one believes that, like, Scott Foster isn't in someone's pocket. Yeah. Like, you see the way these games play out and the way fouls are called for certain teams. And and sometimes it's tongue-in-cheek, but the NBA never really fully recovered from this. And then now you've got an acting coach, a former player that is leaking information about LeBron James while he's with LeBron James.
Maybe.
I mean, that's been reported by Windhorst.
We don't know that he was officially with LeBron James. Like, he was his personal shooting coach and had access to the locker room. He had access to the team plane. I haven't seen anything official that he was with LeBron that day.
But there's other moments in time. Like, if he's not that day, there's other, like, instances in which maybe LeBron's going to play. Maybe LeBron's not going to play. But also
not just him, though. Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard. I mean, there's a lot. One of the craziest things to me in all this is not only is Chauncey Billups putting out information about who's playing, who's not, and it kind of connects him to not only the poker scandal, but everything else, and like with Terry Rozier. But he also got some of them wrong. On some of these days where he said, hey, guys playing or not playing, he got them wrong. So that opens up a whole nother, you know, area for the tinfoil hat into what that could turn into.
Yeah, it's this whole, like, I don't think we're anywhere close to this being the end of this story. Like, to what Brian just said, like, if Chauncey's giving out that information, whether he's just loose-lipped or he's just telling people, like, this doesn't feel like this is going to be a small story. And no one should be shocked by this. Like, this isn't, none of this that's happening is new. Like, this has been happening. These guys just got caught.
No, that's, yeah. No, I completely agree. Like, this is not new. This isn't new behavior. This has been going on forever. I mean, there's eight man out. Like, go back to the Black Sox scandal. Like, this has been something that has happened a lot. We probably don't even know, like, the tenth of it. You know, there's probably 90% more out there that we've never known and will never uncover because of how, like, secretive it's been in the past. The case involves La Casa Nostra. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But,
La Casa Nostra.
You distracted me there, Brian. La Casa Nostra.
Nope.
Still
not right.
I don't care. Brian, turn off your microphone. I think this is the people that Granato is involved with. Perhaps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. But, like, I didn't even know mafia stuff was still going on.
I know.
Like, we're still in an age where the mafia is, like, running things in our country. It's not even an American mafia or mob. It's the Italian mafia that's in cahoots with Billups and all the and Go Cougs. Like, how are they still running things in America?
You might need to stop saying Go Cougs.
Why? He's a cougar.
I know, but you want to... Maybe not Goku, maybe Bad Coug.
No, he didn't kill anybody. He's just, you know, trying to, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, well, the game hates him. He's going to jail.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's a white collar crime. We'll see how long he's
that's
there.
That's true.
I hope to see him at the Fertitta Center this year.
Again, going back to the fact that Rozier was cleared, is that's a bad look for the NBA.
Yeah.
Because now, look, the NBA, like, this is where the people who are trying to come after illegal gambling, like, I think you're just naive. Like, you're naive. You are naive to think that this has not been happening before, that this is not happening with offshore books, that this is not just happening with bookies, like, in mob transactions, things like that. Like, this has been happening. This is going to keep happening. The legal sports books, like, that's how Jonte Porter got caught, was because they share information with their new partners, the leagues. That's how Jameson Williams and those guys got suspended, because they had access to their profiles on these legal betting websites. So for the NBA to – so maybe Rozier, everything was illegal that he did, was off the books, and that's how he got away with it until the FBI intervened. But it's a bad look for the NBA to clear a guy and then for him to get arrested 2 days after the season starts.
Terrible. Like, they're, I mean, obviously their like investigators aren't going to be as good as the FBI, but it's like, oh, you swung and missed. That was an air ball. Yeah. That was no good. You blew a dunk there, NBA. You're right. Totally not a good look when it comes to this. I wonder if like Emmanuel Clase is like connected to this in any way.
I mean, because they're saying he's going to like probably will never pitch again.
Yeah.
Him and the other Guardians pitcher.
Don't remember his name, but
like,
yeah.
But like it's those two guys, like there's real proof in those bets that they were tanking on purpose and throwing balls on purpose or throwing them in the dirt as the other Guardians pitcher was and just being a total joke. Like, this isn't the end. This is going to happen to the NFL.
Like, was this the Cosa Nostra? They were after Emmanuel Clase. They got him involved in this?
It's possible. Like, it's, you never know, because like the Jontay Porter one is just like dumb friends, it sounds like, right? Like, it's just like a bunch of like buddies who are like, we're going to do this, and he's going to leave the game early on purpose so his unders are all going to hit. Rozier's is very similar, but it obviously has a much grander feel to it because, well, it's the mob.
Yeah.
That, like, every time you watch a mob documentary, they're basically like, like, they're kind of quiet now. And clearly, they're not.
The rigged poker game occurred in the Hamptons, Miami, Vegas, and Manhattan. Have you been to any of those cities recently?
Nope.
I was in Vegas not that long ago. The poker scheme targeted victims who were lured to participate in rigged poker games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes. These athletes included Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones. If we started running an illegal poker game and we were rigging it, how long would it take the FBI to catch us? And I mean, obviously, we're not going to attract Wells. We're going to be attracting like King of Twitch and Largo. Yeah. So we're going to be playing like 1-2, no limit.
We're pretty small fish. So, like, I think we could get away with it for a while.
Yeah, like maybe we could get away with it. Let's start 713-780-3776. Who wants to host our first rigged poker game? The FBI says the defendants utilized altered shuffling machines to read the cards in the deck and then relay that information to an offside operator. The offside operator, known as the quarterback, then send that information to someone at the table. You got to go to these poker houses. You can't be going to like these home games. It's not smart. The FBI also says the defendants utilized other cheating technologies, including poker chip trays that read cards through hidden cameras, special contact lenses, and glasses that could read marked cards. Where can you get these? And X-ray poker tables that could read cards face down. Like, this is insane. They know what you have. The FBI says the defendants robbed the victim at gunpoint to acquire a rigged shuffling machine. I wonder how much you can get for those on the dark web. Like, if somebody's holding you at gunpoint for it, I imagine it's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
Six figures, maybe?
Probably.
The name of this is hilarious. The sports gambling investigation is called Operation Nothing But Net. So the FBI, not the most clever.
I like it.
Their operations are dad jokes. While the poker investigation is being called Operation Royal Flush.
Okay, I like that better.
You like it better?
I like that better than nothing but net.
I think they're both cheesy. The FBI has been working on this investigation for 4 years, with victims losing at least $7 million. Yeah. One specific victim lost at least $1.8 million. I want to know who that was. Probably some, like, you know, rich lawyer or something.
It's some high roller.
Maybe Shohei's interpreter.
Could be. I don't think he has that kind of money. The FBI reviewed thousands of hours of video evidence, executed more than 24 search warrants. These are just accusations at this point. Blah, 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 blah. So that all went down this morning in the NBA. One of the great sports scandals in recent memory. It's right up there with the best of them. 713-780-ESPN. We'll get your thoughts on Operation Royal Flush and Operation whatever they were calling these things. That's crazy. An acting NBA head coach got arrested by the FBI today. Mm-hmm. An active NBA player got arrested by the NBA today.
2 days.
By the FBI today.
2 days into the season.
The Italian Mafia is all over the NBA. 713-780-3776. We got a busy show for you. We're going to talk to Dave Mason, who's from Bet Online, get his perspective around bookies, the sports books, rigging things, poke, all of it. Get his perspective. It's going to be an interesting conversation. We'll get to some NFL drama. We'll get to some of the Houston Texans, too. Somebody They're saying it. Lots of people are saying this. I'm not the only one saying this. ESPN is saying this. They're saying that the Houston Texans had the worst offseason of any team in the NFL. So we'll get to that a little bit later as well. Adam Ronis at 4:30, Lee Sterling at 4, and the Fix sandwich right between them. 713-780-3776 on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN975, Joe at Joe George Radio, Brian at Sacked by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN975 and ESPN925.
All right, but before we go to break, let me talk to you about Old Humble Distilling Company, Houston's finest micro distillery. And I'd first like to tell you about their Double Oak Rye, which is used in all of their in-house made cocktails at the tasting room, including the Maple Cinnamon Sour, which won the Lake Houston Taste of the Town Best Drink Contest last year. It's an award winner, and they proved it to me, because last Friday, fantastic drink. Joe and I each had two of them at the remote last Friday out at the Old Humble Distilling Company tasting room and distillery. So pick up a bottle for yourself of the Double Oak Rye and make one. Or you can head out to the distillery and ask their great bartender, Jenna, to make one for you. Tell them we said hello if you go ahead and head out there. Also, don't forget about all the weekly events going on at the tasting room, including trivia night tonight starting at 6:30 and date night every Friday night. There's a reason to visit their distillery and tasting room every night. Go out and visit them at 19103 Continental Parkway, just off FM 1960, and check out their selection of premium whiskeys at oldhumbledistilling.com. You can also find Old Humble Distilling Company spirits at Specs, Total Wine, and other finer retailers. Can't find it? Just ask for Old Humble Distilling Company by name and pick up a bottle of their special reserve, their Double Oak Rye, which I told you about. And as it turns out, they found a few bottles of the Boomtown Bourbon. Yeah, it was kind of hidden, I guess, at the Specs around town. My personal favorite drink is at Specs. A few locations, limited stock, few Specs around town. There's one in Kingwood, 3 at the Specs on Rayford, and 5 at the Smith Street location. So hurry, go out there, and grab a bottle while supplies last. Try Old Humble Distilling Company, because life's too short for factory whiskey.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. You know how much Chauncey Billups has earned over just his NBA career, not even his coaching career?
I think I heard it earlier. I think it's like 190.
Maybe that's adding his coaching. Yeah, so $190 million. Yeah. Chauncey Billups' career earnings, $190 million. You want to guess Terry Rozier's career earnings?
Oh, man. Like 110?
160. Like, if you made 190 to 160 million, why are you doing this stuff?
I mean,
like, I understand why Damon Jones is doing it. He's only made 16 million.
Yeah, but even then, like,
16 million, half of that goes to taxes, the other half goes to alimony.
Yeah, and he's probably out of it at this point, a lot of it. But even like Jontay Porter, when he was getting busted, like, he's making the NBA league minimum, which is probably like, what, $2, $3 million at worst? And like, you're making what? Like, they limit prop bets. Like, you can't just bet like $1 million on a prop. They limit betting. So like, you can't make that much money. Your buddies can't make that much money off this stuff.
Yeah.
It's all bizarre of like, why do this?
Ocho sending us inside information on Damon Jones that we're not going to read. Ocho, a little too personal. This is going to make a great episode of American Greed, though, on CNBC. That's a great point. You ever watch American Greed?
I've not.
It's a good hotel show. Yeah. American Greed's got some pretty good stuff. They got some bangers from time to time. 713-780-3776. I've seen a lot of people want to ban player props based on like today's thing. I'm actually of the opposite. Like, I think that the transparency is good.
I agree.
The fact that an NBA head coach got arrested today, the fact that an NBA player got arrested today, the fact that an NBA former coach that's still involved in the NBA and was not that, you know, far removed from being involved with one of the best players of the NBA was arrested today. We've seen Jonte Porter was banned. We've seen some college basketball players get banned. I think in the
college
past,
college
baseball coach got fired and you know, all that stuff. Like, I think Iowa had some guys on their football team too around the same time. the transparency, I think, is great. I think the transparency of it's fantastic. Because if you eliminate the player props, if you eliminate, like, you try to eliminate gambling in sports, that's never going to happen. If it's not available to the public, where is it going to happen? It's going to happen behind closed doors. It's going to happen privately. It's going to happen with the Italian mob. Like, it's going to happen no matter what. So what's the lesser of two evils? That it's happening behind closed doors where people are getting, you know, they're getting axed. They're getting killed. We don't really, like, it's not coming to light a lot of times. Or is it better that it's all out there, that it's all public information, and they're actually busting people for fixing games, doing all this stuff? I like the transparency. I'm not getting rid of any of this.
No, I think the only one I would make an argument for to get rid of, just because, now, these have been mostly professionals that are getting in trouble. If you wanted to eliminate player props in college, I would understand. I would understand that. Because, like, even though there's NIL, some 19-year-old kid meets someone and says, hey, man, I'll give you 200 grand if you turn it over twice and then leave the game with a hamstring injury. Like that to me, like, I would be willing to protect college players and avoid and take props out there. But besides that, I'm with you. Like, this is, it's the legalization, this is why it should be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
It should be legal in all 50 states because it prevents this. Because, like, DraftKings, ESPN Bet, FanDuel, like, they all work with the professional leagues. When a player signs up, you give your social security number. They then cross-reference those social security numbers with the NFL, with the NBA, with Major League Baseball. And that's how they're tracking some of this stuff. And they're able to know if an NBA player or an NFL player is betting on games. And they track your location. That's why we knew that Jameson Williams and other members of the Detroit Lions and other players were betting on sports legally, not the NFL, but they were doing it on Detroit Lions property. And that's why they were suspended. So, like, all of this stuff is good. The more legal you make it, the more you can protect what's going on within your leagues, and you can have real accountability through it. So I don't think this should make anything go away, honestly, because it's just, the more you make it go away, like you said, it's just going to happen behind closed doors because this has been happening forever. You mentioned the Black Sox, but, like, it happens on the offshore sites. Like, this is not new that, like, Damon Jones, when he's the coach of the Cavs, is still passing along information to someone that someone's betting that, you know, illegally. So the transaction is still happening, but now you can keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Some of you need to stop sending racist texts or I'm going to dox you. This has been the best 3 days of basketball of all time. It really has. Another junkie asking, do you think that the FBI waited for the NBA season to start to do this? It wouldn't surprise me because, like, no. They kind of liked it to be high profile. Like, hey, we're cracking down. Like, that happens a lot of times. You want to make it high profile so everybody's, like, catches wind of it. No. It wouldn't shock me if they did.
But
if they've been working on this for 7 years,
they could have gone
was,
higher profile.
How?
They could have yanked Chauncey off the court last night.
Yeah. Man,
that would have been
after hours.
Something. If like the FBI like blows the timeout, FBI is here, cuff Chauncey, take him out of there.
That would have been nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about
like,
that.
Like, they could have done that if they wanted to.
Yeah, maybe there's like a level of like respect there. I don't know.
But
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, so it's just like they but yeah, I don't think it's not unintentional that they waited till the season started since this is all NBA correlated at the moment.
Junkie, I just wanted to say this is my favorite show. I appreciate y'all making us listeners' voices a part of your show. Thank you. We don't do the compliment thing here.
Yeah, normally it's a lie when we read compliments.
That's not true. Eric the Driver, you are a small fish for the FBI, so it would probably be the Texas Rangers that come after you. I think I can handle Marcus Semien. Corey Seager's got nothing on me.
No.
Nate Eovaldi's going to try to cuff me. I can outrun that guy. Adolis Garcia, I'll just counter and say, well, let's take a pee test. Let's take a drug test. Let's see what's in your system, Adolis.
Wyatt Langford scares me a little bit.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's a big guy.
He's a freak. Zach, would J.J. Watt be our athlete at our club to bring in the Houston fish like Joe? Yeah, probably. Like, yeah. Who would be our face card? Because like, I think that's what they were calling them. They were calling them, like, face cards. The guy's bringing money into the game. J.J. Watt's a good call. He's very high profile. Harden, very high profile in the city. Maybe Jose Altuve?
Yeah.
No, Jose Altuve ain't doing that. I hope not. I hope Jose Altuve didn't do that. Another junkie. I suck at poker. I'm game for y'all's game. If I can get a T-shirt. Yeah, let's do it. You can get a T-shirt, and we'll take your money. Investigate LeBron right now in all capital letters. I did see some people like clickbaiting, like, oh, LeBron's got to be like involved in this whole thing. I don't think that you can go to that extreme just because Damon Jones was giving information about LeBron to other people.
No, but is there fault at hand if, for example, Damon Jones is not, let's say he's not with LeBron, if he texts his buddy and says, I'm not playing tonight?
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Is there fault at hand? Let's reference something that happened 2 weeks ago. How does Vegas know that Lamar Jackson is going to miss the Texans game before anyone else, before the Baltimore Ravens say anything? This week, he's barely practiced. The Ravens are saying he's day-to-day, but they will not move the line off of 6.5 for Ravens-Bears this weekend. They know because someone is sharing insider information.
I think that's a bit of a reach.
Like, I don't think it is.
I'm not saying that it's impossible, but I had a pretty good idea. Lamar wasn't playing in the Texans game and was going to play in the Bears game. That one wasn't a huge code to crack.
But we see this stuff like insider trading, like what Damon Jones is being accused of, I think happens way more regularly than are aware of.
See, that's why I was like wondering, it was Damon Jones with LeBron that day? Because if it wasn't that day, then it's somewhere else, and then like LeBron sending him that information. At the same point, though, I don't think that he is to blame there. Like, this is his shooting coach. Hey, Damon, I'm not playing today. If he has no idea that Damon Jones is relaying that information, I don't think LeBron, was the word culpable?
Yeah.
I don't think he is that. 713-780-3776. HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. When we return, let's get somebody else's perspective on this. Let's talk to Dave Mason, who is a sportsbook brand manager at betonline.ag. I want to hear from somebody in that industry's point of view. So a great conversation with Dave Mason coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let's go out to the HRMP guest line. We're being joined now by Dave Mason, sportsbook brand manager at betonline.ag. Lots going on this morning. Terry Rozier, active NBA player, Chauncey Billups, active NBA head coach, arrested today with their connection with the gambling scheme, the illegal betting scheme. So I wanted to get a sports book perspective on this. So, Dave, thank you for joining us on quick notice. Really appreciate it. I'm curious what your perspective of this whole ordeal is. Whenever you saw this, what was your initial reaction?
We had two different issues there, right? You know, the Chauncey Billups and the poker stuff, and that was kind of shocking to me. You know, Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups involved in this thing with these alleged underground poker games and with all sorts of cheating devices. That one, like, floored me, right? The Rozier stuff, unfortunately, not really surprised. There's been other issues recently, you know, the props bet, all these prop bets and some of these newer books, how they deal these prop bets with higher limits and whales get even higher limits and all these same game parlays is just going to attract this kind of behavior, I think. And so I unfortunately really not surprised about the Rozier stuff, but yeah, floored by the Chauncey Billups news.
What's the concern level that this is happening on a much bigger scale than we realize?
I mean, you got to be concerned, right? I mean, again, you're talking to a guy here that's been involved in the industry for over 20 years, and it's I'm passionate about it. I believe in it. That being said, this the way the industry has changed this the last handful of years with all these newer books popping up and how they're running certain things much differently, like these prop bets and these same game parlays and high limits on these prop bets, you know. People always, you know, like I said, I've been doing it for 20 plus years, and props are always a lot lower limits. I mean, I don't know how people can win $200,000 on props bets on one player. I mean, it's just absurd to me. We would never open the door for that kind of action on props, whether it be the same game parlays, straight bets, or whatever. We just keep the limits a lot lower than some of these limits you see online from some of these newer books. So I think, you know, the best way to combat this would be, you know, I see people, oh, there's not going to be any more player prospects. That's not going to happen. There's just too much of a big market. But, you know, I think there has to be much more responsible limits. You can't give these whales crazy limits. You know, if every book did it kind of the way, the old school way that we did it, these issues, I'm not going to say the issues would go away. There's always going to be issues, but they would be minimized without a doubt.
Yeah, I was curious what the counter response is from people who are in the industry like yourself, sportsbook brand manager at betonline.ag. Dave Mason is joining us. My thought on this too, Dave, is that it's good that like betting is transparent these days, because we're seeing more and more people get busted, caught, et cetera, et cetera. I think that it's good that it is legal, good that it is public, as opposed to 50 years ago where everything was, you know, behind closed doors and people were getting whacked if they didn't pay.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of more transparency in it. You know, it's a two-way street, though. You know, there is a lot of more transparency in it. That being said, kind of reverting back to my rant a minute ago, you know, I think there needs to be a lot more safeguards and responsibility from the books, just not to, you know, these same game parlays and high limits and whales getting higher than crazy high limits. There should be absolutely no way that you can profit $200,000 off of Terry Rozier's unders tonight. That's absurd to me. Someone that's been in the industry for years and loves this industry and believes in it, that you cannot open that door for it. It's just going to attract fraudulent behavior like this. It just is. I don't care if these professional athletes are making $20 million a year. They can help their buddies make, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $50,000, and, you know, and themselves make $200,000. It's going to happen, unfortunately, and they're going to get caught. They might get away with a couple times, but, you know, we all know about greed, man. They'll just keep going at it until they get caught. So,
you know, obviously, Dave, we like here in Texas, we don't have legal sports betting. Now, our states too, around us do. So each state is operating very differently right now, and whether it's even allowed or not. But do you think we see states go after player props and try to limit, at least in their markets, the ability to bet on these? Or do you think overall they'll be okay?
I mean, I think we've seen in college, but I mean, college is a whole different animal, right? I think there might be some with this. There might be some more pushback on player props. But like I said, I'm going to say it again. If you have sane limits, not insane, sane limits, you're not going to run into these issues. So like we've done it for years, $250 on NBA, you know, NBA player prop limits. We'll bump it up a little bit for the finals and playoffs, maybe a big game here and there. But we're not giving a person an opportunity to win $200,000 on Terry Rozier unders tonight. That is not happening with the old school books. These new school books, they're opening the door to this, and it all comes down to greed and just promoting these things. And you know, you turn on these sports shows, and every ex player has a same game parlay, and they're promoting it. And I'm shaking my head like, these guys don't know what the hell they're doing. They're not winning. They're not winning sports bettors. I mean, you know, there needs to be more responsibility. And again, you're talking to a guy who's been in this industry 20 years. I mean, we make our money off the action. That being said, we want responsible gaming, too. If the gaming isn't responsible, or the bettors aren't responsible, that's not good for us. We want long-term loyal clients who are gaming, betting responsibly. And just this new form of gambling, it's just irresponsible on so many different levels.
Dave, great insight. Really appreciate you hopping on short notice, and maybe we'll catch up again if more people get busted by the FBI.
All right, maybe we'll put odds up on that.
That's a great idea. Dave Mason, sportsbook brand manager at betonline.ag. I really want to operate a sportsbook.
Yeah.
This would be tremendous. I think I told you yesterday that the guy who was taking Shohei Ohtani's interpreter's bets is doing like the podcast circuit.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of him lately. Like, this is such a fascinating life. Now it's stressful and it's terrible to put your family in this, but he's making like $5 million a day. Like, he's paying out like $1 million on Monday and getting like $7-8 million on Friday. He's like running to his house to greet the FBI. He's hiding 80 grand in his SUV to hide from the FBI. Like, this doesn't sound like a fascinating life to you?
It does.
So fun.
I also know your wife. I don't think she would approve.
No, I wouldn't do it to her. If I was single, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do it. I like my jobs too much. I do have a story whenever back in like my younger college days of a guy, I won't say his name, I won't dox him, who was rigging the deck in our poker games.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. He was rigging the deck. He was really good at seeing the cards. And I don't know how he did it, quite frankly, but he was really good at seeing the cards and then shuffling a certain way where he could give himself a certain hand. Now, I don't know what he did, like if he was setting it up post flop too, but he was stacking the deck where he was getting very good starting.
Yeah,
hands.
So at a minimum, he was at least his first two cards were.
Yeah, like he did it like a whole summer. One of my buddies was like standing over his shoulder and caught him one day, and like he turned over his hand and he had like a full house, and it's like, okay, well, we're never playing with you again.
Yeah,
and like
you can't
he like he like left in a hurry, and like I don't think that I've ever. I'm not sure I've ever seen him again. Actually,
I don't.
And he was like a friend of mine that I went to high school with.
That's one of those like that's. You really can't be friends with someone again.
No.
If they do this, like it breaks. We all grew up in that, you know, the World Series of Poker era where it became so hot. Like I used to play poker every other Saturday in high school and college.
I used to play 18 hours a day.
Like we would play all the time.
Every other Saturday. Yeah. Well, like 18 hours every Saturday.
Well, we would get guys together.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
a big
yeah.
poker tournament every week.
Yeah.
But like
we had Screech a series of poker.
Really?
Yeah, I played in it.
That's awesome. You played on the online version. That was the antiquated, out of date one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to play at Scrinions.
But like, yeah, it's just like if that's your friend, yeah, you can't be friends with them anymore.
No, yeah, we caught them.
It breaks the circle of trust.
Yeah,
you can never trust that person again ever.
No, anything. Absolutely not.
You couldn't ask them. You couldn't trust them to get your coffee order right. Like, you couldn't trust them in anything.
I think he went to work in Wall Street, which kind of makes sense.
That totally tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
This junkie with your records via your wagering contest, America knows you're not getting inside information. You shut your mouth, junkie.
Hey, I'm above 500.
Joe is above 500.
I jumped off a third-story balcony running from the Texas Rangers once. I'd really like to know that story.
Yeah.
Come buy me a drink, and I'll listen to you tell that story to me. I understand NBA guys are living lives much more expensive than our own, but why would you throw away an extremely lucrative position to make a few extra dollars gambling, Eric the Buyer? That's where I'm at. Like, if I've made $100 million, there's a good chance you'll never, ever see me, hear from me again. I might not even leave my ranch ever again.
Yeah, I mean, you're making like 20 grand, like for your buddies. Like, you're not even really profiting from this. Like, that's what it seems like more to me is your friends. Your associates are the ones who are getting some cash.
Yeah. I can't wait to read the book on this. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Hopefully we get like a real documentary at some point too.
I want a Warren commission on this.
Not the Tim Donaghy one because that was garbage.
I thought he had some fascinating stories.
I feel like there was a lot still.
I think you know what I think happened with Tim Donaghy? I think that he kind of got bought off by the NBA and went very soft at them.
Oh yeah.
Like he didn't dive into a lot of the heavy stuff. He protects everybody else. I think that there was a lot going on beyond Tim Donaghy, and I think that the NBA and Tim Donaghy behind closed wall, probably David Stern. I think that they gave him a handsome amount of money, a handsome amount of buyout. Hey, you can talk about your stories. Don't make any of our guys, you know,
the guys
on the hook
here. The guys who are, you know, making phone calls.
Yeah.
He was making phone calls to there are still referees in the NBA today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protect our guys. Yeah. You got a handsome payout. You go talk about your experience.
Yeah.
And make, you know, millions on the book circuit. How long has this guy been in the industry again? He said 20 years, right? 20, yeah. 25 years?
Yeah, so.
It was a couple times. Another junkie. Sounds like Rounders to me. Pay that man. They didn't cheat in Rounders, though, did they?
Worm did. Worm cheated constantly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was just thinking of the KGB and Johnny
Teddy Damon. KGB Not didn't Damon, cheat Damon. Anybody, but Worm did.
Yeah, great movie. I haven't watched it in a while.
I haven't seen Rounders in a long time. I
haven't seen it in a long
great
time.
Great movie.
Might watch it this weekend.
Who was your favorite poker player?
Chris Moneymaker was like, I mean, I love
Brian,
Moneymaker.
Brian, I asked Joe.
I didn't give an answer.
Phil Ivey.
Phil Ivey was my favorite. He was always
he's
my favorite.
Kind of a scumbag.
Remember he wore like the Steve Francis jersey at like one of the big World Series of Pokers? That was always fascinating to me. I think my all-time favorite, though, and I want a handoff of him in Omaha High-Low, was Daniel Negreanu.
Yep.
That was my guy.
I also like the older guy. What was his name?
Doyle Brunson?
Yeah.
Tin Deuce Offsuit?
Yeah, I loved him.
The Doyle? Is he no longer with us? Yeah, he's no longer with us. Yeah. He's passed away.
I used to watch the World Series of Poker for hours.
My buddy won it 2 years ago. He won the main event. Johnny Tamayo. Went to high school with him.
Did you?
I have his number.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I texted him congratulations, and he actually responded.
It's like one of my lifetime goals.
Is to win the World Series of Poker?
Playing it.
I don't like your chances.
Playing it.
It's just 10 so grand. You can chances. Do it, Joe. It's not hard.
We work in radio.
You just got to put your money
put
in.
Put together a little.
10 grand's hard to find, guys.
That's why you need a sports book, and you need to run an illegal book. Way you can raise the funds off that bucket list.
I need a Terry Rozier in my life, apparently.
Yeah. Just steal pensions from ESPN 97.5 and go enter.
Yeah.
And then pay it back once you win.
I will support you.
Thanks.
I'll support you in your dreams, Joe. I'm a real friend. 713-780-3776. We had some NBA drama today. The NFL drama pales in comparison to this, but let's get to some of the NFL drama going on around the NFL. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, no drama here. Burger Chan is just a great restaurant. There's no betting schemes going on at Burger Chan. You don't have to worry about the FBI busting down the door, unless they're just in town for some tasty burgers. They might come by for that, but nothing illegal going on. I got to tell you guys about how great Burger Chan is. I've been talking about it for a few weeks, and honestly, we're spoiled here. Their restaurant is literally right downstairs from our studios here at 5353 West Alabama, and I've been enjoying their great food since I started working for ESPN 97.5 in 2022, but please join me and try out the best burger place in town. And honestly, that's the thing. They don't only make great burgers. I actually tried out their fried fish sandwich for the first time just a couple hours ago. It's a fried mahi-mahi put on the bun of your choice. I got it on the sweet sourdough bun, but they have brioche buns if you prefer that. Made with in-house tartar sauce and in-house made coleslaw. So, so damn good. Got it with some curly fries. Really hit the spot. And if you have plenty of time to try it for yourself, because they've extended hours to include lunch service on Mondays now and dinner service Wednesday through Saturday until 9 o'clock. But pro tip, you should find out for yourself how good their sandwiches are on Monday, this Monday, because for the rest of the football season, Burger Chan is partnering with us for Victory Monday. So when the Texans beat the 49ers this weekend, stop by Burger Chan on Monday and you'll get a free side with your entree. Order a burger, order a chicken sandwich, order a fried fish sandwich like I did. They also have hot dogs, falafel. Order any of those and you'll get a free side, fries, tots, curly fries with your order. Just stop by on Monday after the Texans win. Mention my name, Brian. Mention ESPN 97.5 or just say Go Texans and you'll get a free side with your entree. Burger Chan, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama and see their full menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
We'll get into the NFL drama in a moment. 713-780-3776. Scott to the HRMP listener line. Tyler, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So y'all were talking about, you know, online betting and sports books. I wanted to tell maybe some of our younger listeners how it sort of used to be. So in the 2010s, I guess we'll call them, you know, you would go online and you could find some pretty crazy lines. Being some buddies in college, you know, found that all these offshore sites would offer the same line for the same position player every game for sort of the lesser known game. So you go and you look at all the Conference USA lines, and every single quarterback, you know, you could place an even money bet for over or under 25 completions, right? And, you know, you do that every season, and, you know, you get your check from offshore, and it's from, like, Algeria, from Giorgiano's shoe store, you know, and it's like a paper check. But I just wanted to tell that story. It's kind of before, you know, the days of the ESPN and all the big sponsored sports books. So that was a great information you guys had earlier with the fellow that was on. But I just want to tell that. Thanks for letting me on, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Tyler. Yeah, I mean, there's stuff you could get away with back in the day, and, like, that makes me sound old even just saying it, but, like, I used to not have no idea what I was doing, but you could tell, like, the props were always the same. Like, they were just even. Like, they didn't pay attention to lower-level conference football. They just set a number and ran it.
You get a Mike Leach team, 25 completions over under. Tyler's betting Conference USA football. It might have been Cougar. He might have been betting on Case to go over 25 completions. What a bet.
That would have been a good bet.
What a bet for me. NFL drama. Did you see that Sean Payton was throwing a shot at Russell Wilson, his former quarterback in Denver? They're playing this week, Giants and the Broncos. And Sean Payton throwing a shot at his former QB.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, close with the Mayor Tisch family. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Ooh, throwing a shot at Russ. Russ fired back at him. I thought it was a shot at Dart too, though. Like that quarterback. Like he didn't identify him by name. Mm. He just says that quarterback. So obviously it's a shot at Russ, but I thought it was a low key shot at Dart as well. But Russell Wilson went back at him on Twitter. Classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Ooh.
So he went he went old school with what happened in New Orleans, because he got suspended because of that. You think Russ would have said that if he was playing?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, because if he thinks there's a bounty still out there.
No, he doesn't still think there's a bounty out there. He's throwing a shot. He got punched in the face, and he's counter-punching right back at Sean Payton.
This left-handed hook. This tweet has 43 million views.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Drama sells, man.
Drama sells.
Sensationalism sells. Another stray. This one was like directly.
This isn't a stray, dude.
You're right. This is a punch right between the eyes. Woody Johnson, who, if you're not familiar, if you're not and Jake Asmaniac, I think that's what they're called.
I think so.
If you're not an Asmaniac, you might not know that Woody Johnson's the owner of the New York Jets, but he was asked about, like, his team and Aaron Glenn, and he took some haymakers towards Justin Fields.
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Oh.
He says he's got the ability.
He's the quarterback rating. You can't win with it. If he would just complete a pass, it would look good.
It's true. It's true.
He hates Justin Fields.
Do you blame him?
No, they should have kept Rodgers.
I mean, they gave him, $20 million? Fields, I think? That's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of reports about Max Crosby being on the trade block. According to NFL Network, he will not be traded. The Raiders have told Max Crosby that he will not be traded.
It sounds like he doesn't want to be traded either.
Yeah, he loves it there.
Yeah, it's like him and Kamara are both just like good being on losing teams, I guess.
Yeah, winning's not always the focal point for some guys. Tua, who's been concussed a time or two.
Yeah, really?
Yesterday, he's very honest to a fault, talking about being a shorter quarterback and he can't see his targets.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
There you go.
I think you got to put him back in concussion protocol.
I don't really have as much of an issue with this as you.
I think he's just dumb.
That's not. I think you're profiling.
Because he's saying stupid things?
No, I think you're profiling quarterbacks who have concussions equaling stupidity.
I mean, he called out a player for being late to players only meetings and then had to retract it.
I mean, he retracted it because of the backlash.
And now he's making excuses for not being able to complete passes? He's not tall enough?
I don't think it's an excuse.
But you just don't say these things.
You're right. You don't say these things. But at the same time, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I still get why he's doing it.
Because he believes in being honest and transparent with people. You don't appreciate honesty and transparency.
Except when he's lying, it seems like.
What do you lie about?
I mean, they kind of refuted that players were showing up late to the players-only meetings. Like, he walked it back.
He didn't say that, no, that like what he said was inaccurate. He's saying that the platform that he said it on was inappropriate. Wrong. He didn't walk back the actual message of it, though.
I just don't think he's very intelligent, or he's, at least in the moment.
No, I think it's different. I think he's actually highly intelligent. I think he just doesn't care. Like, you know how, you know, people talk about like FU money and that sort of thing? And whenever you get to that level, that status, you just stop caring. You stop having a filter. I think that's where he's at. He just, like, we're losing. I have nothing to lose. If they fired me today, I'm going home with my $200 million, whatever it is. I'm going to say whatever the heck I want.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's more that. I don't. I've never thought of Tua as a low S2 guy. In fact, I think he's highly intelligent.
I haven't either until the last 3 weeks.
But he's not saying stupid stuff. He's just saying things that people normally don't say.
Yeah, he's just put his foot in his mouth.
But does he care?
No.
He doesn't care.
No. And I don't know why that seems to have changed all of a sudden.
I think he's frustrated with the situation.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I mean, it makes sense. I just feel like some of the stuff he's going to regret sharing, saying.
How?
I don't know. I just feel like you're kind of like being this public and I guess this honest is just not typically how people act in front of the media.
It's not. I actually think it's refreshing. I really do.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they'd be like, yeah, I can't see over the line.
But everybody in football knows that.
I know, but just the same.
That's why I like bigger quarterbacks versus smaller quarterbacks.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is right up Jeremy's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I want bigger football players than smaller football players. Yeah. I want football players that hit harder than guys who don't hit hard. I want football players who cover better than guys who don't cover better. I like quarterbacks who move the ball versus quarterbacks who don't move the ball. Like, he can't see over the line. He's a shorter quarterback. Kyler Murray can't see over the line. Bryce Young can't see over the line. I mean, how many small quarterbacks have been really good?
Not
Drew
many.
Brees?
Yeah, Drew Brees is really the only one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why.
Was Steve Young tall?
Height matters. He wasn't that tall, but I think he was 6 foot something.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't. I don't think he was under 6 foot. Steve Young was my favorite quarterback growing up. Loved Steve Young.
He's your favorite?
Growing up, he was my favorite quarterback. He and Warren Moon were my favorite quarterbacks.
I guess mine, I was a big Kurt Warner guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I thought you were going to say sexy Rexy Grossman.
Not really. Wasn't a big fan.
Micio says, I remember Branham saying tank for Tua. I never said those things. I never said tank for Tua. All right, 713-780-3776. I said have no will for Levis is what I said. All right, 713-780-3776. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's been on fire lately. Let's see if he can continue that. He's handing out winners with Jeremy and Joe next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you haven't heard about Higgins Boat Rum, well, it's about to. You need to learn yourself about some Higgins Boat Rum. It's rum anchored in time. It's known as the Texas Bourbon Drinker's Rum. That's why I like Higgins Boat Rum so much. It's bold. It's smooth. It's steeped in history, too. It honors the greatest generation. It's perfect to sip neat. You're going to like it neat. You're going to like it on the rocks. You're going to like it on a big rock. You're going to like it with your Texas-inspired cocktails. Higgins Boat Rum is excellent for that. Or how about the classics, too? Higgins Boat Rum in an old-fashioned. Maybe a Cuba Libre. How about some Higgins Boat Rum in that? Maybe a Mai Tai. It's perfect with all of them. Higgins Boat Rum pays tribute to our military heritage as well. It's named, in fact, you might know this if you're a historian, after the iconic landing craft that turned the tide in World War II. Higgins Boat Rum donates 10% of profits from every bottle to Camp Hope to support our veterans, so you're honoring heroes with every pour. Higgins Boat Rum uses the Prosecco craft technology that we've grown to love around here. Makes it smoother, enhances the natural flavors and aromas, and removes the harsh elements. You can really taste it. Follow Higgins Boat Rum on all their socials. You're going to get tasty cocktail ideas. Who doesn't like that? Behind-the-scenes stories. We love it. And live updates, too. Keep track of where Higgins Boat Rum is going next. A premium top-shelf rum at a tremendous price. Get your bottle now at HigginsBoatRum.com. Shipping to 48 states across the U.S. at HigginsBoatRum.com. Bring home a bottle of courage.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.